Welcome to Psychic Cowgirl Radio with Shannon Lackman. Practical, insightful conversations to empower and inspire you on your personal journey. From her cattle ranch in Alberta, this sassy psychic cowgirl uses her connections to universal energies to guide you to greater awareness and wisdom.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Psychic Cowgirl Radio on this lovely Tuesday morning. It might be afternoon for some of you, I'm not sure. And it's snowing here again. Yeah, for those of you that know, I live in Alberta on a cattle ranch. And an abundance of snow this winter. And as we all this morning looked outside, and it was, again, a snow globe. It's amazing how your energy just kind of plummets, like, oh, seriously? When spring, you know, I'm so longing for spring that I'm even kind of excited about my, you know, annual fight with the bulls who think they need to get out before I think they need to get out. Because if I let the bulls out too early, we will be calving at this time in our snow globe, and I do not want that to happen. We start having baby calves in April, so that hopefully the weather isn't as challenging, and they can get a really good start. And so every year around May and the beginning of June, because we let the bulls out later June, the bulls and I fight. Yeah. They break out, I swear at them. It's become a thing now. Pretty sure they enjoy it. Pretty sure I don't. But, you know, it's entertaining anyway. So as I sit here in my snow globe, if I snarl every once in a while, that's why. Not because I'm talking to you all. That part is fun. So today I had chosen a while ago to do a show on being a secret psychic or intuitive or empath or any of the words for understanding and being able to connect to energies. Now, because I can tune in, I get to giggle about how perfect the timing is. For those of you that know, I was nominated for a Mompreneur Award with Psychic Cowgirl, and the award ceremony is in Toronto, and I'm going anyway. I did not make the top 12. I knew it was a long shot because, well, I'm not sure how ready the world is for Psychic Cowgirl. Some of you absolutely are, but not everybody. The word psychic still has such an emotional charge for a lot of people, and that's what we're going to talk about today. So yesterday, I was waiting to see who made the top 12. I was hoping, I was wondering, I did not tune into it to get an answer because that's cheating, and besides, it takes a lot of the fun out of it. And so I was thinking, oh, there's a possibility. I knew it was a long shot, though. So I'm going to tell you how I ended up being nominated. It was because I was absolutely terrified to do it. Putting Psychic Cowgirl out there on a national level was freaking terrifying. And because it was freaking terrifying, I wanted to do it. As I said before, this year, a lot of the things that you're going to have an opportunity to do is to take you out of your comfort zone. So I did. It was scary. It took me days to get the nomination figured out and how I what I wanted to say and how I wanted to do it, because it is a self-nomination. I did, or you can have somebody else nominate you. I did have three people lined up to nominate me because I was being, you know, a scaredy chicken. But when they went to do it, it was so detailed that it was just so much easier for me to do it rather than, you know, email them all the answers so they could copy and paste. It was just time-consuming and kind of a little bit ridiculous, right? Because I was being a chicken. So I did it, pressing that button was just as nerve-wracking as when I pressed the button on buying plane tickets. Took me a few minutes. I had to do a little meditation to be calm, cool, and collected because I didn't know what would happen, right? I was out there on a national website where people could see me and they could put comments. I was, you know, kind of prepared for maybe getting some emails saying you are evil and the devil and blah, blah, blah. Because you know what? Even in 2014, that still happens. People think psychics and intuitives are in hand working with evil and the devil and whatever negative energy words they want to use. Still happens. Crazy as it is, still happens. And so I was scared. I mean, nobody wants to hear those comments. Nobody wants to be attacked in that way because that's exactly what it is. I wonder if they ever realize that they're psychically attacking people when they do that. I wonder if I should gently point that out next time I get one of those responses. Oh, sending me a psychic attack, are you? Well, that's kind of rude. I would prefer that you sent me a blessing. I wonder how that will land. I'll have to try it. So anyways, putting myself out there was huge. Can't you guys feel the energy right now when I talk about it? It was scary, like completely scary. So I did it anyway. And I did not get any comments that were negative, unless they're moderated. And if they are, woohoo! I thank the Mompreneur group for that then, because I got nothing. Like, it was just energetically clean, I guess you could call it. Now, granted, I have a lot of energetic protections going on for me, so, you know, maybe I deflect them. I'm not sure, because I do rarely get direct attacks. I mean, I get the indirect attacks because, hello, I'm psychic. I feel them. I know them. But direct, you know, standing in front of me or sending me a direct message rarely happens. My ex-husband did once, but whatever. That's a whole other issue going on there. So anyways, I did it. I nominated myself. I was out there in the public eye asking for votes, like posting it on Facebook and Twitter. The first few times I wanted to throw up. Not used to asking for help. Not at all. It's hard for me. I'm not used to blatantly advertising and putting myself out there. That is also a challenge. So I made myself do it. Now, granted, I didn't do it every day. I didn't even vote for myself every day because, well, I forgot. I mean, like the rest of us, life is busy, right? Totally busy. And so I did when I thought of it, did it. And you know what? The response I got from my people was tremendous. I got way more votes than I thought I would. I know. I know. I'm saying it to myself, like, really, Shannon, you're being kind of ridiculous. But back to, like, the whole energy of the word psychic. It is emotionally charged, let's face it. I mean, I've belonged to lots of groups that are anonymous. I mean, we got to know each other after, and then we shared our information. But when you're, you know, first doing this or exploring it, it's great to be anonymous. It kind of takes any sting out of it. And you're kind of a little bit freer to be yourself. But you know what? It also made me sad. Because when I was hearing stories about people who couldn't share with their spouses that they could do cool things like see auras or new things or could empathize and understand what someone was going through or they could understand energy and use it to direct healing, and they couldn't share that with their spouses or the rest of their family. That is really sad, isn't it? Because it's an amazingly powerful gift. And why can't we share that? Well, we know that answer, right? Religion tells us that we're evil. Yet if I was a man, I might be considered a prophet, and that would be okay. Double standards and stereotypes get me on my soapbox, so I will keep it dialed back a little because I find it sad, really, truly sad. And it can also be an energy thing. So this truly happened. I don't even have to make this stuff up because crazy things happen to me all the time. I was at a rodeo, and the people running the concession was a church group. And so I went there to give them my money and buy some snacks. And the one lady came up to me to take my order, and I don't know what went on for sure, but energetically, she jumped back. Like, she did not want to be near me, and I'm like, whoa, is that an energy thing, or is my picture up in the church for them to pray for me and to recognize me? I don't know. Wouldn't shock me. I'm sure I get prayed for a lot, being the psychic cowgirl and being out there in the world as I am. Thanks. I'll take all the blessings I can get because they're awesome. But if you're thinking negative thoughts, you can just keep your psychic attacks. Not interested. No, thank you. And so it's an energy thing, right? And so that was like, wow, I was a little shocked. And then I had to realize that this is just how it is, right? I can't not be psychic and intuitive any more than I cannot breathe. It's natural. I can't stop it. I can tone it down depending on the situations I'm in because I don't want to know information. But it's always there kind of on simmer. Now, almost everyone that I talk to that has sessions with me, friends, neighbors, they all have intuitive abilities. We cannot use the word psychic because, again, emotionally charged. And believe me, some days I want to be the intuitive cowgirl just because of that. Because it feels like it would be a little bit easier. Just, you know, has less of that punch, I guess. And then I get over myself again because I'm a leader. I'm a pioneer. I know this. I accept this most days, not every day, and then I just hibernate and work through it. So everyone has intuitive abilities. You just do. It's as natural as breathing, which is why you probably don't even realize it a lot of the time. And so I get asked, well, how can I develop it? How can I work on it more? How can I learn to trust it? Practice. Your intuition is an energy, and it's similar to a muscle. The more you practice it, the more you become aware of it, the better you can develop it. Sounds easy, right? Yeah, not. Because we've trained ourselves not to listen. Yet, how often do you get those little hits? You know, they're kind of like a ping sometimes. Or you're trying to figure out the answer to a question you have, and all of a sudden you feel an answer, or you hear an answer, or you come across an answer, and you feel that click. You know that click when you have a puzzle piece, and you have a hole in the puzzle, and you put that piece into that puzzle, and there's that click as it settles in and attaches to all the rest of the puzzle? That's the click that I'm talking about to you, doesn't it? Trust that. We've also been trained that being wrong sucks. I was chatting with my youngest, who stayed home yesterday because he had a sore neck, and I asked him a question about something, and he says, "I don't want to answer that, Mom, because I don't want to be wrong." And I'm like, really? Does it matter if you're wrong? But look at, he's 8, and he had that energy going on. So it's something I'm going to have to be aware of with him. But you know what? It's not just him. It's all of us. We don't want to be wrong. Yet being wrong has huge gifts. When we're learning something new, we're probably going to do it wrong at least once or twice until we can learn to do it right. That's a human thing. That's just simply how we roll and how we learn. We learn from our mistakes. How often do you hear that, right? So whether we do or we don't, We're programmed. We all have programming, patterns, and being wrong feels like something that is shameful almost. I guess that's the closest energetic word I can like attribute to it. How does it feel when you're wrong? Do you get that ping in your body? I get it in my solar plexus chakra. It gives my power, right? It's like, oh, maybe I need to shut up because I was wrong. So what? If we were right about everything 1,000% of the time, how freaking boring would we be? Or we probably wouldn't be here, because we're here to learn and experience and taking leaps of faith, taking chances, putting ourselves out there, developing our intuition and being wrong sometimes is all part of it. Doesn't mean you're bad. Doesn't mean that you should stop. It just means you're learning. That's all. So I do not regret nominating myself for the Mompreneur Award. In fact, I can use it in my marketing. I have to figure out how to do that. I can say that I was a nominee for the 2014 Mompreneur Award because I was. There's a gift there. I also get to go to Toronto with a friend to go to the conference, and I get to be there when the winner is crowned. Not a crown, an award. That's what it is. So I get to experience what that energy feels like, and being as empathic as I am, I kind of get to experience what they're feeling like a little bit. I will have it turned on a little bit. Not too much, though. Because I'll be in Toronto, which probably has more people than all of Alberta. I'm used to hanging out with cows, not people. So I'll have to be careful with that, or I'll be totally overwhelmed. Being an empath, that's part of being intuitive. And I cannot tell you how often I talk about this, because it's all the time. More and more people are becoming empathic or sensitive to energies. Partly because of the global thing, partly because we're learning to get out of our own way with that and feel what we're feeling without shutting it off or numbing ourselves with alcohol, drugs, food, medications, whatever our go-to thing is. We're starting to veer away from that and feel what we're feeling so we can deal with it. It's exciting from my point of view. Because here's the deal. As we all become more sensitive and empathic, we are going to become more compassionate by default. When you can feel what someone else is feeling, you might make a different choice. When we're mean and cruel, it's coming from that wounded part of ourselves that just wants to lash out and I don't know, there's kind of a power to it to make somebody else feel bad. I know, doesn't that sound icky? But if you take a good look at some of your patterns, and I do this for myself, I'm not speaking from lack of experience. When I've lashed out at somebody, if I held up the mirror, I would see what was truly going on with me. And sometimes we don't want to do that, right? Becoming more intuitive means that does get easier, right? Becoming more intuitive, or even just working on your intuitive gifts, means you get to know you. Seriously. How powerful is that? Getting to know yourself on a soul level, an energy level, getting to know yourself with all your shadows, all your positives, all the things you perceive as negative and don't want to look at. Really, it all serves a purpose. And getting to know yourself that way is amazing. Don't get me wrong, it totally feels uncomfortable sometimes. But it's completely worth it. Okay, so I have a cat meowing in the background, if you guys can hear her. So I need to play a commercial and go let the cat out. Story of my life. I will be right back.
Are you wishing to change your life? Do you feel stuck in patterns? Are you exploring who you are? The Psychic Cowgirl has answers. Soul sessions dig deep into energies to look at your situation and provide tools to move forward. Perhaps you have some past life vows, some soul contracts or karma you are working through. A soul session creates a soul cleaning and clearing. You will get to see future possibilities and timelines. You will feel empowered and inspired for your unique journey. All sessions are guided by your spiritual team. For more information, visit psychiccowgirl.com. That's psychic, P-S-Y-C-H-I-C, cowgirl, C-O-W-G-I-R-L.com.
Hello, I'm back. I have to share something funny with you. It entertains me that the cat had a little fit while I'm talking about all of this, because when people come to my place and we're doing sessions in person, if I have a cat, and it's usually this one, the little Manx cat, who is insistent on coming in and like really creates a ruckus, that is one of those energetic signs that the person I'm working with really needs to investigate their spirituality. They really need to look at their belief systems. They need to look at their relationship with God, the universe, whichever word for that, creator, spirit, whichever word for that you like. That's what that's a huge sign of. Isn't that fascinating? And so for Sparkle to have a little fit today, just now, just told me where to go next with our conversations. And now she wants back in. Yes, she is a brat. So I get asked, as the psychic cowgirl, do I believe in God? Yeah, totally. It is that belief and that connection that helped me survive my childhood that was a little chaotic and at times traumatic, because I always knew that there was something bigger out there, right? Something that I could connect to that would help keep me safe, that would help me fight the, let's call them demons, those energies of chaos and disempowerment and all that stuff that can happen to people, right? Those, I would say, are demons, because they're things that you need to look at and fight, I guess would be the good word, and get through them, conquer them, right? Fears definitely fits in that category. There's rarely people that don't have cruddy, traumatic, less than wonderful energies that happened to them in their childhood. It's just how our world seems to work. Sucks, but it's true. The gift in that is that you do understand energies. How many of you listening can walk into a room and know what's going on? Know if the people in the room are fighting, know if the people in the room truly like each other, know where the safe place to sit is. You walk into a room, you scan, you find a place that looks comfortable energetically or people, and you go there. Guess what? That's being intuitive. That's tuning into your empathic skills and finding safe places. Most of us learn that as a child. Most of us get really good at that, and we don't necessarily even understand or be aware of it. Just watch yourself. Pay attention to yourself next time you walk into a crowded room, like if you went to a party or a meeting or a conference, anything like that. Watch what you do, right? Just kind of tune into yourself a little bit. Do you walk in? Do you immediately scan, looking for that place that feels safe or right, or with people that you feel like you'd like to meet, anything like that? You're using your intuition. You're also using your chakras. It's just how we roll. We know how to do this naturally. we're just not always aware that's what it is, because it's not, you know, nurtured and developed in most of us. Oh, good. In my chat room, someone brought up something that I really needed to talk about too. Thanks, Dana. Another important thing, I mean, being an empath or being sensitive to energies, even being intuitive, is knowing when you're picking up other people's energies. That is tricky, and that is why you need to work on developing this, if for no other reason than that. Because guess what? Picking up other people's energy and not being able to release it will create weight gain. Yeah, seriously. Other people will make you fat. Now, how rude is that? True, because when you take on their energies and you don't have an outlet or a way to let it go, it will stay in your energetic body, and then it will become physical body. There's even a term that Doreen Virtue has for this. They're called earth angels, and if you read the description of earth angels, they're usually plump or fluffy or whatever words she's using to describe that they're taking on other people's energies and not releasing them, right? It's really good to be able to do that and help people. It's really bad when it affects you because, as we know, excessive weight gain will affect your health. Same as not eating, because you want to have some control over your life. So how do you know if it's somebody else's energy? Okay, here's my tips for that. So say today I'm merrily going along, doing my thing, doing what I'm doing, and all of a sudden I want to, like, snarl, and I want to be like a cat and scratch at something or scratch someone's eyes out or, you know, a little bit of an aggressive energy. And I'm like, what the heck? I wasn't doing anything that would make me crabby. But we can find something. Oh, well, yesterday I finished all the books for my business, and, oh, that made me cranky, so that must be what's going on. Well, no, that was yesterday. This is right now. And it's, chances are you took on somebody else's energy, even if they're not in the room with you, even if they're not in the same vicinity as you. I can take on my husband's energy when he's like 4 hours away. It's because when we're connected to people, this is what can happen. So it kind of feels like an attack, but not as like not like a psychic attack where you kind of flinch a little bit or you feel like you can feel energies that are not positive. It feels more like it just comes out of the blue and all of a sudden you're feeling something that you wish you wouldn't or wish you weren't. So what do? I immediately zip my chakras. And to zip your chakras, act as if you're zipping up your winter coat. And you just start at your pelvis and zip over your head. That lets positive energies in and keeps negative energies out. Now, when this happens and all of a sudden we're happy and giddy, we're good with that, right? We'll take on all that energy and we'll enjoy it. It can be the same thing. You might be taking on someone else's energy. I know if one of my friends is having a bad day, I'll tell them I'm sending them a virtual hug, and what I'm sending them is good juju to lift their energy and their vibration, and they feel it. When you're working on a project with somebody and you get giddy because you're excited, it's contagious. Pretty soon you're both giggling and having fun. Those are the positive aspects of it. Enjoy those. Notice those. Become aware of those so you can have more. Right? When you get the less than positive energy and you feel like, you know, a bit of a psychic attack, or you feel, you know, all of a sudden you want to like snarl, zip your chakras and do something to raise your vibration. 2-minute dance party. Or if it's a little bit more intense than that, find something else. Go have a bath with sea salt to cleanse your aura, or a shower. Just throw sea salt in the bottom of your shower. That works just as effectively. It doesn't feel as great, of course, if you're like me and love those baths. Turn on your favorite music, like I said. Have a 2-minute dance party. Jump up and down and scream. if you're in a place where your neighbors won't hear my cows. It doesn't bother them when I do that. It's all good. They're fine. Do something to release the energy you picked up on. Do something. And something that involves movement to release the energies. So I see a lot of clients, right? I deal with a lot of energy. I deal with a lot of different people. Another question I get asked is, how come I don't take on their energy? That's because I know these tricks, right? Release it. Stomp around. Jump up and down. Have a dance party. Wash your hands with soap and warm water. That will also break any energetic connections. Who knew, right? What else could you do? Be patient, too, because you will find out where it came from. It might be later in the day. It might be a few days later. You'll be talking to a friend and find out some really crazy things were happening to them. Another thing I do is I will put my hand on my heart, and I will send them a prayer. The Ho'oponopono that I never say right is my favorite one. And if that one doesn't float your boat, you can say, may you be safe, may you be happy, may you be healthy, may you live life with ease. And just sending the energy out with a blessing will change everything. See, this is why I don't mind all the religious people that think I'm less than positive praying for me. Blessings are awesome, even if they're sent with misguided intentions. It's all good. Okay. Whew. This just feels like such an emotionally charged topic, being psychic and intuitive. Because it is, right? I know when Virginia and I were doing the show together, and we were going to do a show on Heavenly Helpers, I believe it was, and she had posted it on her Facebook page, she got some pretty nasty comments about being in league with the devil. Those are hurtful, right? Because if they took the time to walk in our shoes and understand where we're coming from, maybe they wouldn't be so judgmental. I honor their belief system. I don't agree with it for myself personally, but I certainly wouldn't go around saying nasty things about them. It's just a waste of time to me, actually. But, you know, each to their own, right? That's what this world's about, learning tolerance and patience and living with people that you don't understand. Oh, yeah, that's family, too. Yes, I'm a sassy psychic. Okay, so some ways to know when it's an intuitive hit. Hunches, gut feelings, I feel it in my body, right? I'll feel a hit in my solar plexus, or I'll feel a hit in my throat, my third eye. And that, you just have to get to know yourself and your own personal guidance system. I'll give you some tips right now, but you actually have to spend the time figuring it out. When it's my intuitive voice, I find my intuitive voice comes from the right side of my head, and it's in the back, and it just feels softer. How do you learn to listen to your intuitive voice? Practice meditation. Practice putting yourself into that energy so that you can stop the monkey chatter, because that monkey chatter ego voice, which is not bad, it serves a purpose, but we want to kind of tone it down so we can hear our softer intuitive voice. Meditation. And you can do simple meditations. I get the monkey chatter still, not as often. And when that big ego voice shows up and says, oh, you can't do that, you're not good enough, oh, you can't put yourself out there for a mompreneur award because nobody will vote for you and they'll say nasty things. I say, really, dude? It's always a dude to me. Yeah, I'm not going to go there right now. Really, dude? Yeah, no. If I don't do it, then I'm giving into a fear, and it's better for me to step out of my comfort zone and see what happens. So, yeah, one of my friends calls it the asshole in your head. I love that. Because sometimes it totally is, right? Totally is. Saying things to you that aren't nice and trying to make you feel like, you know, you're less than, which is huge. If we could all recognize our own self-value, we would change the world instantly. Instantly. Kind of powerful, huh? Okay, so I'm just going through my notes. So I'm going to, this radio show is going by so fast. Okay, I want to talk about the Clairs, because when I realized how intuitive and psychic I am, because when it's a natural talent, it's like breathing. You don't know that maybe other people don't have it. And then it's a little bit of a surprise. So I went researching to try to understand what the heck was going on, how I could work with this to my advantage, and really learn to focus it. And one of the things I came across is the Clairs, and I did not understand them. I had to do a lot of research and figuring out of the Clairs before they made sense to me, because they sound kind of exotic and something a little bit unattainable. That's how they sounded to me when I was first doing this, kind of like meditation, until I found out how simple it all is, and I found someone who spoke in my kind of language. I don't get the so-called gurus or spiritual teachers and leaders that speak in flowery, I don't know, big word language that seems almost like another language. I don't roll that way. I need practical, insightful information. I don't have time. I don't have time to decipher everything. So that's my little soapbox on that. Okay, let's talk about the Clairs. So there is clairvoyance, which means that you see visually. So you probably dream very vividly. You can daydream. You can imagine really easily. If someone is describing something to you over the phone, you can put yourself there. You can really relate and see, like as it is in movies, kind of in your head. Clairsentience, that's the clear feeling. Empaths are clairsentient. Clairsentience. See, I can't even see it. That's when you have the gut feelings, that inner guidance that you kind of feel in your body. Or smells. Catch a whiff of a fragrance when a crossover loved one is visiting. Things like that. Those are all clairsentience. Then there's claircognizance or clear thinking. So that is sometimes called clear knowing, and it's when you get that soft, intuitive voice in your mind. Some people may think you're a know-it-all because you just have this innate inner knowing and wisdom. And you can't always tell where it comes from, because sometimes you say things and you're like, whoa. In your mind, of course, you're saying, whoa, where'd that come from? Man, I'm smart today. That's because you can tap into this clear thinking or clear cognizance. Pretty cool, right? When your ears ring, those are downloads of information. Or when you can feel a tingling on the top of your head, like at your crown chakra, those can be downloads of information. We're all connected to the universe. We all get this information. Some of us have just gotten in the pattern of disregarding it, discarding it, and not trusting it. And we are moving away from that. We are moving towards, you know, accepting and understanding and trusting those intuitive hits. Another sign that you're very into this clear thinking energy is that you get this information and you feel that it's so glaringly obvious that you don't share it because you figure everyone must know it since you do. Wrong. This happens to people with very creative minds, because then they'll find out later that their brilliant idea was carried out and marketed by somebody else. Yeah, happens a lot. This clear thinking can happen when you meet a new person and you just suddenly know details about them. See, this is happening more and more. You may not even realize that you're developing some of these skills, but you are. Clear hearing. If you've heard your name being called out, you hear music playing, and sometimes it feels like a radio that's not quite tuned right. Very annoying, because you want to hear the messages, but they're kind of muffly. But know that it's an energy, and you are getting the information. It's just a little more subtle than you would probably like. I know. We want it to be less subtle, but that's not how this all works. Clear hearing can happen when you turn on a TV or a radio and you hear something that you needed to hear. This is also, energy is also present when you call somebody up and they needed to talk to you right then because they had something going on and your insight proves to be invaluable to them. You're tuned in, right? Having this clear hearing means you're able to tune in to higher frequencies. That's why you hear the radio, it seems kind of muffled. So all of these are ways that we get information. And you figuring out which one is your go-to clair will help you understand how not only how you get information, but how to trust it. Because if you figure out that your go-to clair is that clear hearing, when a message arrives that way, you're going to trust it more. Makes sense, right? Now, there's a little quiz that I found somewhere, and if I can find it again, I will post it on my Facebook page, or I'll just copy and paste this because I have it printed out, so that you can take this little quiz and see. There's only like 1, 2, 3 questions to see which is your go-to clair. And it's fun, right? I love quizzes. They entertain me. Now, I'm keeping an eye on the time because I do want to do the chakra cleanse. Haven't you all found that things are moving fast right now? Honestly, it feels like November was just last week when I actually nominated myself for the Mompreneur Award, and now it's already, the contest is over, and it's only like, I don't know, 14 or 16 sleeps? I can't remember right this second, until I actually fly to Toronto. Crazy. It seems like it was just, you know, a few days ago I was planning a trip to visit my mom, and now it's already come, gone, and I'm moving on to the next adventure. Crazy. And when you look back to like last month or 2 months ago, don't things feel a little bit hazy? We're shifting, we're moving. Everything is quicker right now, which is really cool for manifesting. If you have adventures or things you want to accomplish or things you want to attract, go for it. Things are happening quick. But here's something else beautiful about this energy being so fast. So if you've been reading my blog and listening to the radio show, one of my energies that I'm working through this whole entire lifetime is relationships, mostly friendships. I do have a bit of a revolving door at times where people come into my life and we work together on a project or something or, you know, have a connection and help each other, and then all of a sudden it's over and I'm not sure why. And I found out that it's a karmic debt thing and that we agreed to come together for that time. And then we were done. So I just had a relationship. It didn't really, I wouldn't say end, but we kind of downgraded each other to acquaintances just because that's how it feels that it needs to be right now. And it kind of happened sort of gradually. I'm not sure. Again, the energies are moving by so quickly that I know a few years ago, similar situations happened, and I was upset. I was trying to figure it out. I was obsessive because it kept happening, and I needed to figure out why. But because everything's kind of accelerated, I worked through. I didn't even become obsessive. Like, weird. It's not like me. I'm Snoopy. No, curious. Let's call it that. Sounds better. And I like to know the whys of everything. And this just kind of whipped through, and I was fine. And I thought, okay, yeah, it's time for that to be done. Not sure why, but okay. And then I had a huge gift. Because I had a numerology reading with a very talented lady, and she explained to me about the karmic debt thing. So thank you, Allison, for that. And then it all made sense. But I do know that I probably would not have received that information if I wasn't able to let go of that relationship as quickly and as angst-free as I did. It's because I had evolved and grown, and I was able to do that. I hope that makes sense. Because it feels like right now, all the personal development, figuring ourselves out work that we've been doing is giving us rewards. Things are happening quicker. When crazy, uncomfortable, at times nasty things happen, we get through it quicker. Isn't that a blessing? Instead of taking, 2 months and wondering and pondering, it's like kind of, it takes a few days and it's over. That makes me really happy. Now, I don't know if that's all happening to you, but you can send me a message and tell me. I would love to know that other people are experiencing this. I know most people I talk to are experiencing the time speeding up. So notice. Notice if things bother you less or for a shorter amount of time. Because if they are, and you get to notice that, that's one of those rewards for doing the personal development work. Woohoo! Score, right? Good to know. Good to know. Okay, so again, I'm going to reiterate the clairs. There's clairvoyance, which is being visual and being able to use your imagination and just seeing things, getting intuitive hits by pictures. One good way to check if you have this one, if you lose something, and you get a flash of a picture in your mind where it would be, and you walk there and it's there. That's clairvoyance. Does that happen to all of you? Seeing things out of the corner of your eye. That's clairvoyance. Because chances are you're seeing crossed over loved ones, and if you just practice kind of taking a snapshot of that, you will be able to eventually see them. Clairvoyance. You will have very rich in color, intense dreams at times. All part of clairvoyance. The clairsentience, clear feeling. Again, the gut feeling, getting smells, flowers, chocolate chip cookies, kind of getting those downloads of information, and you might all of a sudden feel euphoric. All of those involve with how you feel and the clairsentience. Clear thinking, that soft little voice in your head, or that just knowing something and it comes out your mouth and you're not sure how. You're very wise if you have the claircognizance or clear thinking. You're freaking smart, just face it. The end. The clairaudience or clear hearing, when you hear music playing out of nowhere. You hear a song repeatedly and the lyrics play and play and play and play in your head. That's a sign and a message. And you get it that way because you have clairaudience. The ringing in your ear can absolutely be a sign of clairaudience when you're getting information downloads. Deja vu is also an intuitive energy. Do you guys get that a lot? Sometimes doesn't it feel kind of random? Like you'll get a deja vu every day for like a week, and then you won't get them for months? I look at those as signposts, just to tell you that you're on the right track. I love deja vus. I just had one the other day when I was helping my son do something. I'm like, cool. Cool. I could go into parallel lives and all of that about deja vus, but Virginia's not on the radio show with me, so I'm not going to. I miss tormenting her about that. I might have to send her a message just because. Okay, I'm looking at the time, and I have 10 minutes left, so it's time for the chakra cleanse and balancing. Thank you, everybody, for listening. And if you have any questions that you would like to ask me, please send me an email, shannon@psychiccowgirl.com. Or you can send me messages on my Facebook page, which is Psychic Cowgirl. I interact a lot on there. Otherwise, have a wonderful week. And don't forget to tune in next week. I have a special guest, and we're going to talk about some juicy stuff. Bye-bye.
This is a guided meditation to cleanse and balance your chakras. Recorded by Shannon Lackman, the Psychic Cowgirl. With your feet flat on the floor, legs uncrossed, arms uncrossed, I would like you to close your eyes. I would like you to visualize or imagine deep, thick roots growing out the bottom of your feet, deep, deep, deep into Mother Earth. Feel yourself grounding and connecting with Mother Earth. Now imagine or visualize a white ball of energy coming up from those roots. There will be two. One ball of energy into the bottom of each foot. These balls of energy are going to travel up through your ankles, up through your shins, past your knees. You may feel a warm, tingling sensation up into your legs, higher into your thighs, and both balls of white light jump together at your root chakra. Now imagine or visualize your root chakra, which is red. We are going to imagine or visualize it as a ball of red light about the size of a baseball. We are going to spin this ball of red light until it's bright, shiny, and clean. It may now look dirty or cloudy. It may be large or it may be very small. We are going to spin it until it's bright, shiny, clean, red. Your chakra is where you worry about money and survival, so we would like this one balanced. There is no way to do this wrong. Archangel Raphael is there helping you. He is also vacuuming away all the cruddy energies that's coming off your chakras. He's taking care of it all. Spinning, spinning, spinning that ball of light. Spinning, spinning. Spinning, spinning. Great. You're doing really well. Let's spin that one a little bit more. Fantastic. Okay, now let's put that one into your body. Let's move up to the orange ball of light, your sacral chakra. Let's pop that little ball of light out in front of you, or you can spin it in your body. Either way works. And we're going to spin it until it's bright, sparkly, shiny orange. Spinning, spinning. You're doing great. Spinning, spinning. Spinning, spinning until it's bright, shiny orange. Fantastic. Okay. Now that that one's shiny clean, either pop it back into your body or just move up to the next one. which is yellow, your solar plexus chakra. Let's pop out that ball of yellow light and spin it until it's shiny, bright, clean yellow. Spinning, spinning. Spinning, spinning. Great. Spin that one a little more. Fantastic. You're doing really well. Spinning, spinning. Great. Let's put that one back into your body and let's move up to the heart chakra, which is green. Let's spin that ball until it's shiny, bright, infused with sparkles green. Again, if you are having troubles, ask Archangel Raphael to help you. Spinning, spinning. Spinning, spinning. You're doing really well. There's no way to do this wrong. Keep spinning. Great. Spin that one just a little bit more. We want it nice and sparkly. Perfect. All right. Put that one back and let's move up to your throat chakra. This one is blue. Let's spin that ball of blue light energy until it's shiny and bright. Spinning, spinning. Spinning, spinning. Fantastic. Spin that one a little bit more so we can say all the things we need to say. Perfect. All right, let's put that one back and let's move up to your third eye chakra, which is located in your forehead. This one is a darker purple indigo color. Let's spin this one till it's shiny, clean, and sparkly. Spinning, spinning. Spinning, spinning. Fantastic. Doing really well. Let's give that one a few more spins. Great. All right then. Put that one back. Let's move up to your crown chakra, located at the very top of your head. This one is a pale violet or clear color. Your choice. Let's spin that ball of light until it's bright and shiny, clean, and sparkly. Spinning, spinning. It's through your crown chakra that you receive downloads of information at times. So we want it clear and open, and closed when appropriate. Spinning, spinning. Fantastic. Doing great. Spinning, spinning. Wonderful. All the cruddy energies are disappearing. Perfect. Okay, let's put that one back. Now, I want you to visualize or imagine that ball of light again. And let's bring it down. Down through your throat, down through your chest, down through your tummy, all the way to your pelvis, and then it splits into ball of light energy goes down each leg, down through your thighs, past your knees, through your shins, past your ankles, and grounding you deep, deep, deep into Mother Earth. And then you can bring your awareness back to the room, back to yourself, and open your eyes. If you feel like you're still in the meditation, say your name out loud. Anytime you want to come out of a hypnotic state or a meditative state, they are the same energies, you just simply say your name out loud, and it will bring you back instantly. Now that you're all balanced and cleansed, enjoy. This.
You have been listening to Psychic Cowgirl Radio with Shannon Lackman. Practical, insightful conversations to empower you on your personal journey. For more information, to connect with Shannon directly, visit psychiccowgirl.com. That's psychiccowgirl.com. You have been listening to Psychic